How Christ cleanses the soul from sin. The work of Christ in cleansing the leper is an illustration of his work in cleansing the soul from sin. The man who came to Jesus was full of leprosy. The disciples sought to prevent their master from touching him. But in laying his hand on the leper, Jesus received no defilement. His touch imparted life-giving power. Thus it is with the leprosy of sin, deadly, impossible to be cleansed by human power. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds, and bruises, and putrefying sores. But Jesus has healing virtue. Whoever will fall at his feet, saying in faith, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean, shall hear the answer, I will, be clean. RSV. In some instances of healing, Jesus did not at once grant the blessing sought. In the case of the leper, no sooner was the appeal made than it was granted. When we pray for earthly blessings, the answer may be delayed, or God may give us something other than we ask. But not so when we ask for deliverance from sin. It is His will to cleanse us, make us His children, and enable us to live a holy life. Christ gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of Him. RSV. In the healing of the paralytic at Capernaum, Christ again taught the same truth. To manifest His power to forgive sins, the miracle was performed. Like the leper, this paralytic had lost all hope. His disease was the result of a life of sin, and his sufferings were embittered by remorse. He had appealed to the Pharisees and doctors, but they coldly pronounced him incurable and abandoned him to the wrath of God. Seeing no prospect of aid from any quarter, the palsied man had sunk into despair. Then he heard of Jesus. Friends encouraged him to believe that he too might be cured if he could be carried to Jesus.